Lights up on stage. Spray painted on the wall. A thought. The moon carries the souls of the dead people to heaven. It fills up every month with new glowing souls. Then it carries its silent burden to God. Wake up. The angel appears in sneakers and a black t-shirt. Crude wings hang limply from the angel's black leather jacket. There is something tired, something lonely about the angel. Society is crumbling. God is getting old, and the world might be coming to its end. The angel speaks to Marisol Perez, and we enter into the apocalyptic canvas and magical realism of Jose Rivera, Obie Award-winning playwright and screenwriter, and into the world of a new theater company in the Lehigh Valley. What a fresh sense of drama. Emerge Theater Company, founded by Therese Mosley, Abby Oriza, and Sean Lesher, was birthed out of a strong desire to see more people of color creatives represented on stage and on screen. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we bring you the latest in the arts events of the Lehigh Valley. Today our guest is, of course, Therese Mosley, director of Marisol. Welcome and congratulations on the founding of Emerge Theater, just another high point in Lehigh Valley Theater Arts. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on. We're excited about what we're reading and hearing and seeing.
Awesome.
So, Therese, we'll back up a little bit, but Emerge and Marisol, Emerge Theater Company.
Yeah.
It's new.
Yeah, it's a baby.
And you're one of the co-founders of the baby,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby had one previous outdoor trip of The Maids, I believe.
Yeah.
Did a production of The Maids. Could you tell us a little about that? It sounded fascinating.
Sure, yeah. So The Maids was meant to be like a taste test for what Emerge wants to do, which is like this very like multi-sensory and strange and fresh theater for the area. So we did a site-specific version or like an adaption of The Maids, and it was staged in my apartment, my three-story apartment over in North Bethlehem, and we performed it in my third-floor bedroom, which is just like this big open space, and we brought in all these flowers and these beautiful clocks, and we had unlimited wine for our guests. Yeah. And we did a few evening performances, and our latest one was actually at midnight. Which you'd be surprised how many people want to see theater at midnight. So it was, at times, it almost felt like a party for our audience members. And so afterwards, we just talked about Emerge, and like people were able to tell us, like, you know, this was something that they had never experienced before, like to be 1 foot away from a performer or to have someone crawling down by your feet, you know, because The Maids is a wild show. You know, it's these two sisters and they're very strange, and their activities, it's like ritualistic, the way that they behave. And so it has dance elements and there's music and there's some stage combat. And so we're doing all this in this, you know, attic bedroom space. Yeah. And so it was really exciting just to hear from people like that this was totally new and totally fresh and also like very exciting. And a lot of people afterwards, they were like wanting to get involved in the Merge, and they're like, you know, let us know what your next show is. Like, we'd love to, you know, just like help out in any way that we can. So that was our first like introduction to the Lehigh Valley. And so now we're moving on to Marisol, which, believe it or not, is even weirder. So that was our first taste test. And now we're moving on to our first fully staged production.
And along the way, tell me a little bit about how the three co-founders managed to co-found, or what drew you to each other, and the overall taking this leap for Emerge. What were the mission or the goals overall, aside from just the wonderful productions?
Yeah. Well, I went to high school with Abby Ariza. Okay. We went to what was then LVPA at the time, but they've since changed their name and moved, Charter Arts. And so I met Abby there, and I met Sean Lesher just around the theater. He's at almost every theater performance possible in the Valley and also in Philly. Like, I would just constantly bump into him. And so when we were actually able to sit down and have a conversation, I realized that Sean Lesher is actually a genius dramaturg and is full of insight about plays and drama. And we actually all have this similar passion to see people of color represented more on stage and in classrooms and just everywhere within the arts. We're all very passionate about that. And so we sat down and talked about how we could spark that change in the Lehigh Valley. Like, what do we need to do as individuals and as a group to be the change that we want to see? We want to see more POC on stage. We want to see them more in classrooms. How do we make that happen? And so we realized that maybe we should just do it, like Nike says. And so, yeah, so we're drafting up like a season of shows that are inclusive and diverse and refreshing. And so, yeah, so that's how we got together. And so now we're just going to build.
And Marisol will be produced at Touchstone?
At Touchstone stage? Yep, that'll be running at Touchstone August 24th, 25th, and 26th.
And you're in rehearsals.
Yeah, we're in rehearsals now, yeah.
And what's that process? I was reading a little bit about your process. And can you talk a little bit about how you build the show, build the performance?
Sure. Yeah, so we use what we're calling an open canvas, which is a lot of the work that I actually do is devised and built from scratch. So I have an idea or a concept, and my ensemble members will create proposals or ideas for how they think the play could go and how we could bring these messages across. And with a play like Marisol, which is a full text but with major windows for interpretation and creativity, I thought, what would happen if we all work together to figure out how this play could be staged? So I never sat down alone in a room and wrote down the blocking and said, on this line, you'll move here. What I do is we go into the space and we do some exercises, some warm-ups, just to get ourselves into the realm of the play. And we play around. And I ask questions. Sean and I, we ask questions and we propose things that we think could happen. And then the actors will play around and they're free to say, oh, this could happen this way. Or maybe I should actually cross here at any moment. They're free to input. And it's sort of and that's the way that Emerge functions, too, is sort of like on a horizontal plane where I'm the artistic director technically, but as co-founders, we all almost have the same weight in the process. And I find that that gives people deeper confidence and also connection to the work that we're creating when it's able to truthfully come from somewhere deep inside of them. And so we've brought that into Marisol. And when we started, we created these guiding principles, which include ideas like approach conflicts with love and, you know, the golden rule, like treat others how you'd want to be treated. And so we have these posted on the wall, or we'll bring it to us because, you know, sometimes we rehearse outside. We just like bring this poster with us with these guiding principles, and we allow that to drive our process. Yeah, it's like ensemble work, working together. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. These people are geniuses. I've got to say, like, they blow my mind all the time. I'm having so much fun in this room.
And who's in the cast? Who's your cast?
We have Patty Squire, and Joe Ferraro is actually playing every male character, which is just fantastic to watch him go. And we have Abby Ariza, a co-founder, is also in as Marisol. And then we have Deirdre Johnson and Tati Torres. And so we've got a small 5-person cast, and they're wild and hilarious and so, so smart. And I'm so lucky to be blessed with these people.
That's true. I worked with all of them myself.
Oh, cool.
And they're really special people. They really
are. Yeah. I feel very lucky.
Your sister's doing design work?
Yeah, my sister is doing our costume and hair design. She's actually a hairstylist. And she's worked on a couple of shows that I've done so far. My mother, you know, that's who I got the theater bug from. She has a theater company. And I directed a show for her over the summer called Rachel and Leah. And so I worked with my sister heavily on that. Mm-hmm. And she did the costume and the hair. And it's so fun to just be able to bounce ideas off of a person who understands you and just like you have the same vocabulary and the same upbringing. And so, yeah, she's doing our costume design. And then we have Marcy Rep doing props, which if you've ever read Marisol, you know that the props,
it's madness.
Oh, yeah, it's madness.
Just the man with scar tissue is a problem alone. Itself in makeup. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well,
what drew you guys to Marisol? I mean, I know the script and love it, but I'm curious what, you know, why that one? What spoke to you?
Well, I had an interesting experience with this play. As a high school student, I studied this play under Chris Morris at LVPA, and my first encounter with it was so scary and so big that it was off-putting to me, and I was like, I don't like this play, I don't relate to this play. And so I folded it up and put it like on the library shelf, and I didn't touch it for a while. And as I grew as an artist, I began to understand surrealism, and also just growing as an adult and understanding the world a little further. When I went back to the book, I read Tina Landau's intro, which talks about how Jose Rivera uses these metaphors because they're necessary for the messages. And if the ideas and the characters weren't this big and this bold, then it wouldn't work. And it wouldn't hit you the same way. And it wouldn't spark the same questions inside of you. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, what is he asking me? And so I open up the play and I'm reading it. And I was just so moved by it. Like, I couldn't believe that these events were taking place, and it's taking place in a world that looks just like Earth, but is just a little different. And so the same ideas and the same conflicts are there that we face as like Americans now. And I thought, this is necessary. These are conversations that need to be had. Like, the same questions that it sparked in me, I think our community, we all need to ask each other and ourselves these questions and talk about these ideas. And so I think it's the perfect play for now with our current climate, the discussions that it's having. And it's having them in a very fun and absurd way.
Yes.
So it's not as politically scary as some work can be. And so I thought this would be a great way to talk to people.
Well, it certainly is a way to wake up people.
Yes.
As the poem written on the wall says in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly it's very important, I think, to Jose Rivera himself, who was born in San Juan, moved to Arecibo, and then came to New York, living in the Upper Side of New York. And that's where I think he got most of his images. At least the
very
images urban. for the piece that he has written.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I'm curious too. Are you thinking? You were talking about the Touchstone space offering like lots of height and lift and this kind of sense of levels. And I'm intrigued to see the world that will be created.
Oh yeah,
because you're right. At least there are windows of interpretation there. I mean, this can be many, many things in a kind of wonderful, wild way.
Definitely. Yeah, it'll be. It's definitely pulling on that the '90s grunge,
okay.
And also surrealism. Sometimes I consider myself a Dada theater artist or a Dada playwright, which is like really taking this like the zeitgeist or something, or just like the major ideas and pulling images from that to create your own, like collaging almost. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of the like the tactic we're using in building the set is like what strong images can we pull and place them all in this collage of a set design inspired by this like 90s, you know. I feel like this play has to happen in the 90s with this turn of century conversation. I know a lot of people thought the world was going to end when 2000 happened.
true.
Well, it's interesting why you mentioned that it's the perfect play for the moment. Does that feel like we're having another apocalyptic moment in a way? I mean,
yeah.
Because I think we are
a lot of ways. Yeah, it feels like major change is coming.
Definitely.
Well, you know, some find Rivera's play following not only in the tradition of magical realism, but also in the theater of the absurd, you know, defined in the likes of Eugene Ionesco, mm-hmm. Samuel Beckett, and especially Jean Genet's The Balcony. You've done
Benet,
so you know. More about the jolt of the senses, Marisol, and the Emerge Theater Company's Marisol by Jose Rivera after this important message.
We got like a minute.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or wdiy.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
Welcome back. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle, and we're chatting with Aturas Mosley, the artistic director and director of Marisol for the new theater company in the Lehigh Valley, the Emerge Theater Company. And we're so glad to have you with us.
Woohoo! So, Taurus, you actually, I know you had studied at NCC, but you got your BFA at the University of the Arts in Philly. So
yes,
you're,
yes.
You're a Philly and Lehigh Valley girl.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you back in the Valley? There's a rich theater community in Philadelphia, lots of options and creativity.
Yeah.
What brought you back?
Well, I have a lot of fun working in Philly, and of course I love the art. It's very fresh, and it's very edgy.
Yeah.
And I think that stuff needs to take place in the Lehigh Valley, too. And so far, I think we've been, as a community up here, shying away from the very edgy or scary edges of fringe theater, experimental theater. And I also find that it can be a little elitist in this area. It can be sort of tricky for you to get into it if you're not like collegiate. You know, you don't have the traditional training or the traditional information. It can feel very distant to people in marginalized communities. And I'm very passionate about getting those people involved in theater because theater, it has been so life-changing for me. I have experienced healing. I have experience unity in such powerful ways, and I think that if someone wants that, then they should have access to it. Mm-hmm. And so I feel drawn to stay in this area as a plug to people in those outer edges or marginalized places that want to get involved or don't even know that they want to get involved in theater and haven't really been confronted with it. I feel like I should stay here and make sure that those people are being connected. And so that's what Emerge wants to do, is it wants to be a vehicle or like a catalyst for arts and culture in this area. And I think the Lehigh Valley has so much potential. There are so many brilliant people of color and creatives in this area who just haven't been presented with the proper opportunities yet, or people just waiting for the technical tools to be planted in their brain so that they can be used to their full power. And so I'm here and I'm looking for those people. Mm. And I want to connect with them, and I want to present theater for them. I want to get them involved in it. I want to get the education into their hands. And so I feel like staying in the Lehigh Valley is almost like a I don't want to say duty, because then that feels like it's something that I don't want to do, you know, but it feels important to me, and it feels necessary that I stay and that I plant some seeds.
As you've said, this play offers a lot of opportunities for interpretation.
Oh, yeah.
And in many of the productions, they end the play the way Jose Rivera sort of wrote about it, and that was in a very sad, lonely way of, oh, boy, we're really messed up here and we can't get out of it.
Yeah.
But there have been other productions that bring hope to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you outright, but we're going to be curious as to see how your interpretation and your cast interpretation is of this piece.
Oh, yeah. I think one of the themes of the play is people giving away their power or not harvesting their full power and feeling like they can't make decisions or make choices without the help of someone else or without leaning on another idea or another theme.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like my approach to Marisol is to put the power back into people's hands, into the audience's hands, and get them to understand that you are powerful just as you are, exactly where you're coming from, exactly made up of what you're made of. And so I think that my hope is that Marisol would spark, it would move people to act and to think and to confront what has been scaring them. Like the same experience I had with Marisol, where I went from being afraid to it to being like, oh, this is necessary. And not only is it necessary, but I can do it. Like, that's what I want Marisol to do for people.
Yes.
It's interesting you talk about it and having been scared by it initially, too, because one of the things that I love about his writing is there's plenty of reasons to be scared in it. There's also this kind of lush, poetic, crazy,
romantic,
open,
yes,
dark, mm-hmm, fabulousness that's yeah, almost hypnotic.
Yes, you yes know? The world, it is truly like magical surrealism. I'm not sure that it could be put in a better way. It is definitely it's like ethereal almost. Like it feels like a spiritual experience, yeah, interacting, yeah, with this play, yeah, and I'm hoping that people will be moved in that way, like feel that presence there, that for this 2 hours we all come into this theater and we all want the same thing. We all want these actors on stage to be safe, and we all want to be entertained, and we all want to be changed in some, even if mm-hmm small way. And so I think just being united with a group of people for 2 hours in that way will be very special for people.
And this is going to be, so this is the first, after the Maze, first big, you know, 2 hour full length, big project. But I noticed in your materials, you mentioned that sometime after it opens, mm-hmm, you'll be talking a little bit more about other future plans, I should say,
yeah,
next projects. Is there anything you can, we were talking about styles without getting into specific pieces, styles and things that you want to explore through Emerge?
Sure, yeah. Well, me as an artist, I am passionate about the merging of theater and hip hop. And so our next project is going to be this like 3 hour long, sort of like a marathon music video with like spectacle and absurdity, where there's hip hop art being performed and also like the physical theater performance art quality to it. Mm-hmm. And so then that'll be later in the fall. And then next year, we're sparking up a new play festival for local playwrights and directors to come get involved. And we'll probably look for 4 playwrights and 4 directors. And that'll be led by Sean Lesher, our literary manager. And we'll also be presenting a devised show, mm-hmm, next year. We've got some cool themes up in the air for that. And then a new work. We're looking to do a new work. I think that's something that it's very important for people to work on new work and to see new work, because
yes,
as theater artists, we get so much knowledge from the traditional plays that sometimes we can forget about like the quality and the necessity for to hear new voices and fresh perspectives. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking to incorporate lots of that as well.
And for our listeners, a devised piece, what do you mean by devised?
By devised, I mean made from scratch. So we have an idea that we want to tackle, or a question we want to answer, or just propose to our audience. And so an ensemble of people will get into a room and we'll say, how can we do this? And so then we'll just write songs, we'll make dances, we'll write scenes, we'll write monologues, and then we'll piece them together again in this very like collage. Here comes back to the me being a Dada theater maker. Mm-hmm. And so then we'll just piece it together, and it'll be like a piece of like moving art that is just poetic and musical and big and absurd.
Well, it's going to be an exciting journey to go on with Emerge Theater Company. And I agree. I think it'll be interesting to see the impact of being a catalyst for the new and for different work in the Valley, which I think has the audience and the capacity to embrace it if someone just invites them on the journey.
Yeah.
And where would folks find out more about Emerge?
Yeah.
How would they go about getting tickets for the show? And are there things you're looking for? We were talking a little bit about space
the
show.
Oh, yes. So you can connect with us at facebook.com/EmergeTheaterCo. And that's also our email, EmergeTheaterCo@gmail.com. And so you can connect with us on there. And there are lots of ways for anyone who's interested to get involved with our company. We have lots of opportunities, lots of open positions with us. We're currently looking for theater space to rehearse, to produce. And we're also starting up Indiegogo to support our production and the rest of our season. And so all of that will be launched on July 30th. And that's when you can also purchase your tickets for Marisol.
Yes.
At ticketleap.com. But if you go and you like us on facebook.com/EmergeTheaterCo, you will find all of that information. So if you want to connect, add us on there, shoot us a message, and we'd love to connect.
Great. We wish you really well. You know, I think that we really need to strive to work together,
yes,
all of our theater companies, to find a space,
yes,
so that we can perform regularly in a safe environment.
Exciting environment.
It's nice to be moving around in site-specific pieces, but it's also nice to have a home.
Yeah.
And that's very important to us in the art world here in the Lehigh Valley.
A magical room.
We've been chatting with Therese Mosley, who is the artistic director, and of course the director of Marisol for the Emerge Theater Company. We hope that you'll join us in being there on August 24th to the 26th at Touchstone Theater, where the presentation is being done. It's a fabulous play. If you miss it, you have missed something in theater life that you've never seen before.
Yes.
A special thanks to Steve Aronson, our technical engineer, who is our special angel, helping us to keep on time, controlling our treble and bass voice qualities, and most of all, bringing much joy to our lives. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're
yay.
This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, always bringing you many choices, real voices.